Ukraine's 2004 pro-Western Orange Revolution appears in peril as opposition leader Viktor Yanukovych, who lost the confrontational 2004 election to pro-democracy forces, easily finished first in the preliminary round of the presidential election on January 17th, despite the fact that he was charged with rigging the 2004 election. Yanukovych, who has close ties to the Kremlin, won 38% of the vote and will face off against populist Prime Minister Julia Tymoshenko in a February 7th presidential runoff. Incumbent President Viktor Yushchenko, another leader of the Orange Revolution, finished fifth. His attempts to bring Russia into a Western style of democracy and economy seem to have failed. According to the Christian Science Monitor, Ukraine also faced the end of Russian energy subsidies, and Yushchenko fared poorly in several confrontations over natural gas supplies with Moscow, known as the Gas Wars. Although they have been feuding for years, Yanukovych and Ms. Tymoshenko do not currently advocate that Ukraine join NATO, and both have indicated a desire to smooth relations with Russia while continuing to court Europe. The Washington Post reports that between 2002 and 2006, the FBI illegally collected over 2,000 telephone call records by invoking terrorism crises that did not exist or by merely persuading phone companies to provide records. In 2003, the head of the FBI's counterterrorism office, Larry Mefford, issued a bureau-wide communique that authorized using a device called an exigent circumstances letter that allows a supervisor to declare an emergency, get the records, and then issue a national security letter after the fact. Soon afterwards, phone companies started to make complaints to the FBI, saying they had not received documents showing that these searches would be legal. In 2005, an internal request in the FBI was made to get national security letters for phone searches. By 2006, the FBI developed a blanket national security letter to authorize all past phone searches. A November 2006 email exchange revealed that then-Assistant Director for Counterterrorism, Joseph Billy, signed the blanket national security letter, but he wrote to FBI lawyers who raised concerns about it that he could not remember signing it. According to interviews with government officials, among those whose phone records were searched improperly were journalists from the New York Times and the Washington Post. Scott Roeder, the man charged with killing Kansas doctor George Tiller, had apparently stalked his victim for months and recently bought a new gun before shooting the medical director and provider of late-term abortions during a church service last May at the Reformation Lutheran Church in Wichita. The Los Angeles Times reports that church usher Gary Heppner testified he was standing in the church's foyer with Dr. Tiller at 10 a.m. when services were just beginning. Roeder came out of the sanctuary and, "I looked up," said Heppner, "and this guy put a gun to George's head and shot him point blank." Roeder is now on trial for first-degree premeditated murder and faces a sentence of life in prison. He also faces two counts of aggravated assault for allegedly threatening the two men with a gun as they followed him out of the church. The trial began on the 37th anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion. Roeder admitted in interviews in court documents that he killed Dr. Tiller, but has now pled not guilty to the charges, saying he killed the doctor to save the lives of the unborn. Also in attendance were several anti-abortion activists, including Regina Dinwiddie of Kansas City, Kansas, who put up items for sale on eBay, including artwork that Roeder made while in prison, in an attempt to raise money for Roeder's defense. However, the online auction house has pulled the items. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.